The tension that we are excited about, but we work hard, is our members, our community are taking AWTC on as their own. Like Rebecca said, it's long beyond what the founders thought it might be. And like Jill said, the fact that people are just diving in and our volunteers come to the board and say, we want you to move faster. We need these things. I mean, our volunteers are pushing us hard to expand. Like Rebecca was saying with programming, that is coming straight from the members saying, we have this need. We've figured out what we need and we need to make sure we know how to deliver it to the widest audience possible. And so that is incredible and so valuable. But we also have to make sure, like Jill said, we have the structure in place to honor that, do a good job to execute on it so that we do build a stronger organization that's sustainable long term.
This is Associations Thrive, the podcast celebrating successful associations and their leaders. I'm your host, Joanna Pineda, CEO and Chief Troublemaker at Matrix Group International. Listen in as top association executives tell all, revealing the creative and innovative ways they're increasing membership, generating revenue, nurturing engagement, and reimagining their organizations. By the way, if you've launched a new initiative, created new member services, or updated your governance structure and are seeing great results, I want to hear your story, and so do my listeners. I'd love to have you as a guest. Go to podcast.matrixgroup.net and apply to be on Associations Thrive. Now let's dive into this week's show. Today, I'm speaking with three board members from Association Women Technology Champions. I'm joined by Jill Treby, Director of Membership at the American Association of Immunologists and Chair of AWTC. Rebecca A. Church, CEO of A. Church Consulting and Secretary Treasurer, Founder and Incoming Chair of AWTC, and Gretchen Steenstra, Director of Client Strategy at Delcor Technology Solutions and past Chair and Founder of AWTC. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
We're so thrilled to be here.
So I got a lot of listeners. Most of them are association executives. For the two of them that don't know AWTC, tell us what AWTC is.
AWTC, the Association Women Technology Champions. We are a community now 5 years strong, officially, of women who are passionate about technology, leadership, and career advancement in the association sector. So our mission is to advance, recognize, and empower women. So we do that in a bunch of ways. We advance them through our programming, for example. We have online and in-person programming. We recognize them through our awards program. I hope to see you all there. I hope that you've nominated an amazing woman in your network. And we empower them through our learning and through our strong community.
AWTC just celebrated its 5-year anniversary. Amazing. Like, I feel like, you know, it was just yesterday that you all were starting out. So what does this mean to you? And Rebecca and Gretchen, you were founders.
We are so proud of this organization. And I've said this many times, it's bittersweet because the fact that we have to have the W in AWTC for women in this day and age, sometimes it's really frustrating for me that we need to have a special association for championing women in the tech industry. But the reason we're here is 25% of IT leaders are women, and we're trying to close that gap. The other thing we really learned, and Joanna, you were one of the people who were instrumental, is women feel that they have their skills, like Jill was describing, isolated. They either have technology skills, they have a network, or they have experiences, but pulling them all together has been difficult. And AWTC, like Jill was saying, is the community where people feel really comfortable making those connections and strengthening them.
Well, let me ask you a question. So, you know, I'm clearly involved in AWTC, and every once in a while, I'll have a staff member say, oh, you're a member of
the American Association of Tech Champions or something. Like they're looking for the, what is this association of? But AWTC specifically doesn't have of in the name. So talk to me about why you don't have the of.
The whole point of it was that our mission was to champion women in technology. And so the champions, it's a verb, we're championing people in the industry. And so we were trying to figure out how to put that together so it felt more active than a passive association, because what we wanted to do was really make sure that it wasn't just about learning, but it was about sponsorship. It was about engaging the entire community to elevate the industry and our technology acumen within the industry, specifically of women using technology in the association industry. And we felt like the champion part of it took that personal ownership of people helping people and building the community. So it wasn't of an industry, it was more about human to human connection.
Wow. 5 years is a long time. I'd love to hear what are some favorite highlights from the last 5 years from each of you. What's meant a lot to you?
What means a lot to me is that this organization continues to grow, and it grows in unexpected ways. So at our last board meeting, we were commenting on which letter is the strongest focus of the board every year, the A, the W, the T, or the C, because it has changed.
Oh, interesting.
And we also noticed that the letter emphasis is different for our members. And so what's been interesting for me for the past 5 years is to watch that evolution. And like Rebecca was saying, AWTC is very personal to people, and they tend to pay for it on their own, and it's their own organization. So we have one board member who is very protective of their AWTC experience because she said, this is mine. I go to other association industry events, and that's on behalf of my company, or it's part of my formal professional development, but AWTC is personal to me. And that's what I'm really proud of and what I've just really enjoyed watching evolve.
What I'm proud of is seeing communities like this grow with other people in the community and watching them develop more confidence in their abilities in speaking up and doing all sorts of things, but, you know, developing those deep relationships that are helping each other grow, again, professionally and personally. And that's very prideful because it means that it wasn't isolated to just 8 people that got along. It was a spark that really was needed in a place that other people could connect and find their group of people who are going to support and grow with them. And that has been something that I never frankly dreamed would really take off the way it has, but it has. And you see groups in Chicago and people getting together at industry events that maybe didn't know each other. And now they do know each other because they connected through AWTC and they're texting and having conversations. And to know that we have helped build, again, those human connections, it's amazing. And it makes me really happy to know that people are succeeding and growing in their careers because we've created a space for them to do that.
I'm a huge fan of the recognize part. I have loved the evolution of our awards program. I mean, it started online. It started where we just sort of had everyone stand up at a happy hour and we clapped. And then we had our virtual, right? And then we had an in-person experience. And then we had a bigger in-person experience. And then we said, you know what? We want to recognize people who are badasses, who we would not be here without them. And we did it. And I love that. So I love that we're able to recognize women who are doing excellent work. And when they're doing excellent work, in lots of levels. So it's not all lifetime achievement, right? It's the people who are doing excellent work every day. It's grown, I can tell you. The nominations process is just about to close. It may be closed by the time this airs. And I have the privilege of seeing the numbers of applications coming in, exponential. And that makes my heart happy.
What I've also been really happy to see is men are strong champions and supporters and sponsors of their female colleagues. And that has been also just heartwarming that our male colleagues and friends and supporters are so happy that AWTC is here, because they also see the gap and they are finding ways to participate. So we have really excellent, wide variety of people who are participating in this experience. And they are all, like Jill, nominating women, encouraging colleagues to nominate. They come to the awards, they show up. I think it was 2 years ago, a woman was being recognized in the AWTC Advance, and 15 colleagues drove in from Reston to support her. And she didn't know. And she looked in the back row and her entire team was sitting there.
That's amazing.
And so I think that's another unique part of AWTC, is that champion part, like Rebecca was talking about.
Well, speaking of connecting and championing, you've got an event coming up on December 9th, Advance. So talk to me about Advance.
So Joanna, Advance was another experiment where 3 years ago we had programming around webinars, like Jill said, and they were hour sessions, and we felt like we were ready to try a one-day event. And you were our host, and you were also one of the people who helped shape it. And one of the things that you said, Joanna, as we were brainstorming, is that women have these experiences, they're disconnected, and we need to start giving them a place to get their skills aligned with experiences and connected to their network. And that was like a magical moment where we're like, that's it. So we tested that idea of balancing, you know, what are things you're struggling with in your professional growth area? How do you build your network? Because sometimes women are more tentative and you have a lot of really good skills, but how do you connect those to things that you can really be proud of and that you can be recognized for? And so that was our first experiment, was hosted by you. It was a one-day event and we had 100 people and it was great.
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And then it's evolved, Jill, right?
It's evolved. We learned a lot. One of the biggest takeaways from that first year where we weren't quite sure what to expect. I want to give some credit to our former board member and founder, one of our founders, Tori Miller-Lew, who really was the champion of the signature event. She was the one who kept saying, we must have something. And that's why we did it. And it did. It brought together people. We didn't know who was going to register. We didn't know who was going to come. And we were really focused on how could we make it the best experience? And we wanted to have a little bit of everything. And our biggest aha was that most people were there for their personal development. Joanna, you led a really interesting session and that just blew it wide open. That's all anyone wanted to talk about. And we left a lot of time for networking. And I really do think that's kind of our secret sauce, because it makes the day go by in really palatable chunks. You do a little learning, you do a little talking, you do a little sharing, you have some lunch, and you leave with a ton of new connections and new understanding about yourself. And that's where we really, for the year two, were able to refine that concept, pull it together. It went awesome in Chicago in year three. And so we're really excited for the upcoming event in DC on December 9th, where, spoiler, you're going to hear Joanna speak.
Well, so what's new at the December 9th event? What are you doubling down on and what are you changing?
So we're keeping the framework. And so we'll just describe a little bit about it. When Rebecca was on the Technology Council, we were responsible for doing some sessions for ASAE. One of the things that Rebecca started was the concept of a situation room, where you bring a problem to a group, a small group, and you only have a few minutes to share your problem, and then you get rapid feedback. And Rebecca, you can talk about this a little bit more in a second, but we wanted to start with that. And then, like Jill said, we have breaks. And then the afternoon, we have longer windows of time where people can really explore a topic in more detail. And so those are some of our foundational elements. But I think, Rebecca, talk a little bit about the situation room, because I do think that really starts the energy of the event and gets people's minds going.
What I like about the situation room, yeah, we did this years ago, and I can't take full credit. It was a collaboration with someone on Tech Council. But what is unique about that is all the different perspectives that are at the table. So one of the things that's also more unique about AWTC is we are very partner friendly. We need our partners We want our partners in the room as well as our association professionals, because we think there's real strong learning and opportunities to grow for both. And so you get in your situation when we break up or come up with these groups, you'll have someone who's early in their career. You'll have a CEO or a C-suite or a person at the table. You'll have a partner perspective. You'll have a technical perspective. You'll have a manager. You'll have someone who's in marketing. You'll have someone who's in communications. You'll have someone that's a developer. What's so interesting about that are the different points of view that they bring to the table that widens your field of vision and perspectives to perhaps things that you had never thought of. And it's done in such a safe environment that I just don't think you can get that spectrum of opinions and ideas in that short a time. People have real aha moments during those sessions.
And it's only 8 minutes, Joanna. They're quick. And so I do think that increases the energy. And then in the afternoon, we'll say, all right, let's spend more time on your career development. We'll have 30 to 45 minutes of really just taking time to sit with things that you talked about in the morning for 8 minutes, but now you want to spend a little bit more time. And so I think those are two of our anchor sessions. What's new is people bring ideas to us. And so one thing that we added a few years ago was a workshop in the afternoon where if somebody wants to spend the whole afternoon really taking a deep dive, Roni Rakos has done one. Every opportunity that's a good one, we'll say, go in the afternoon and spend the time in the workshop. Last year, Venu said, we need to have some type of speed networking. And so she came to us and said, I have this idea. And we were like, go for it. And that worked really, really well.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We started just to be able to add some touches. And so last year, we had a keynote speaker to kick off the day and frame the day. And that worked really well. We were really fortunate to have Gloria Blackwell. And so we are taking what worked and we are also thinking about what didn't work. And I always thought it ended because it kind of just ended and then we went to happy hour. So this year, we have an excellent keynote speaker and closing speaker. So our opening keynote is Tracy Petrillo. So if any of you know Tracy, she's a real thought leader in continuing professional education and adult learning credentialing. So she's going to kick us off and she's going to help us get framed around designing your career and your career path. And then she's going to lead our workshop in the afternoon. And that is new business models and micro certificates. So like Gretchen was saying, we want you to walk away with something actionable. Micro learning, micro certificates are huge.
They are huge.
Huge opportunities for associations, huge opportunities for ourselves. Who doesn't want a little self-improvement, right? Who hasn't said, I need to learn up about something? And even better, if you can prove it, right? And have something to demonstrate that you now have some knowledge. And then the piece de resistance is our closing keynote where Joanna, thank you, is going to be really helping us define what does it mean to be a champion? What does it mean to be a champion for yourself, for other women, in your office, in your career, in the broader field? You're going to take us home, Joanna, because I know you can. And we're going to leave strong.
No pressure.
No pressure. But I think that is going to help people process all of the amazing experiences they've had throughout the day. And so I think that's just one way we're going to elevate the experience.
Well, I'm totally honored to be closing. It is a big responsibility. And I think that it's a good way to cap off the event and almost give people an action plan for themselves. Like, what are you going to take away and what are you going to do with it? Ladies, it's November 2025. What are you most excited about for AWTC in 2026? Because I know you've got a lot of big plans ahead.
Well, we have some plans which we cannot share. We have lots of ideas, and that's one of the things we struggle with is what can we execute with quality? But Rebecca stole my 2026, which is we continue to grow organically. And so Rebecca mentioned there's a group in Chicago that formed, is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Artesia was the keynote from Association Forum at the Chicago Advance. That entire group of people were Chicago. I knew 5 people there. It was just incredible to see how close this community had become over the last year and a half. And so I just look forward to more groups. We have people meeting in Denver.
Wow.
It's really cool. And what I really love is groups are forming first, then they're telling AWTC that it's happened. And so that's one of the things I just look forward to in 2026.
Wow.
As we move towards 2026, our volunteer community is absolutely critical to the success of the organization. That's one of the pathways of deep engagement. It's almost like a co-curated sort of organization where we're working together with our volunteers to make sure that we're meeting the community where they are. And I've seen some sneak peeks of where we're going in terms of programming for 2026, and it gets me really excited. I think there are going to be lots of ways for the community to engage. I think we're going to see people really have an opportunity to bring some skills and to build some skills. And that makes me very excited about what's going to happen in 2026, because we're really elevating our game. And I'm able to see what the volunteers are doing, because I think 2026, now that we're 5 years old, we're really looking to build those sustainable models for us. So this isn't something that the founders founded anymore. This is serving a community that is bigger than the board, that is bigger than the original founders. And so we think that's really going to take flight.
Well, now the whole community is shaping what AWTC is, and you're responding to what the community is saying it needs.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. And what's exciting is watching that clay be molded and where we're going in 2026.
I'm just excited about everything. If I could do AWTC all day, every day, I surely would. I'm just excited to see where we're going to go next. I really, truly believe that part of it is planning and structure, and part of it is the organic growth and the new opportunities that we create for each other. I love that we have created this really amazing space where women feel that they belong, that they feel connected to a community. And a lot of it takes place online, right? They don't even meet people, but they look for the pins, like, oh, the pins, or where do I get a pin? Or, oh my gosh, or, and they feel like they have access. You know, I know where I get the answers that I need if I have a question. Who's tried this technology? Does anyone know anyone who works here? How can I find out more about this? You know, is anyone going to this event? Can I find you there? So I just love to see that grow.
Yeah. And I think the tension that we are excited about, but we work hard, is our members, our community, are taking AWTC on as their own. Like Rebecca said, it's long beyond what the founders thought it might be. And like Jill said, the fact that people are just diving in, and our volunteers come to the board and say, we want you to move faster. We need these things. I mean, our volunteers are pushing us hard to expand. Like Rebecca was saying with programming, that is coming straight from the members saying, we have this need. We've figured out what we need, and we need to make sure we know how to deliver it to the widest audience possible. And so that is incredible and so valuable. But we also have to make sure, like Jill said, we have the structure in place to honor that, do a good job to execute on it, so that we do build a stronger organization that's sustainable long term.
Well, if somebody listening to this podcast wants to join AWTC, what do they do?
They come to our website and they decide that they want to become a member. We have an atypical membership model in that membership doesn't have a prescribed cost. We'd always thought about, do we need a membership model? And we had a summit of volunteers early on, people who'd been very involved. But this is when we had, you know, fewer than 150 people on our mailing list. And one of the questions that we kept getting is, how do I know I'm a member? And so we said, well, because you are, because you come to an event, because you talk about it, and that there was a need for belonging. So we said, okay, you're a member and you can join. And you know what? We appreciate it. If you want to make a donation to support it, it's free to be a member. But if your donation can help support some of the programming we do, or maybe participation for somebody who can't afford to do it, you know, some of our events, we're very fortunate to have a lot of friends who help us sponsor and put on our events. So a lot of what we do is at no cost. no cost to be a member, no cost to attend our programming online, for example, but some things do have a cost. So for example, Advance, that's coming up. If you go to the page, you'll see that there's registration, there's a regular registration rate, and then there's a scholarship registration rate, because we never want cost to be a barrier for participation. We are about access and belonging and empowerment. And so one of the things that donations do is they allow us to make sure that everybody can participate and participate in the way that they want to or need to. And this could be the year you could pay the full rate to participate, and maybe next year you can't. You know, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people in my circle who are find themselves on the hunt right now. And we want to support them. And we know that, you know, when their situation changes, they're going to pay it forward and make sure that somebody else has the opportunity to attend. We've had interns. We've had people who are very senior in their career. We are so fortunate that we have the gamut of the whole career spectrum as part of our membership. And we just want to celebrate that. We love the belonging. We embrace it.
Jill, give us the website.
The website is awtc.tech.
All right. So listeners, go to awtc.tech to become a member and register for Advance. Advance is coming up on December 9th in Washington, D.C. We will see you there. Ladies, thank you for coming on the show. I have to have you back next year because I know you all are going to be doing new and different things. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thanks for listening to Associations Thrive. We're so glad to have you here. You know, my personal mission and the mission of my company, Matrix Group International, is to help associations and nonprofits increase membership, generate revenue, and thrive in the digital space. I want to hear stories of how your organization is thriving in today's challenging landscape. Please apply to be on my show by going to podcast.matrixgroup.net. By the way, do you need help with a digital initiative? Maybe it's a website redesign, a new membership database, or a hybrid meeting that you're planning. I'd love to connect with you. Please visit the Matrix Group website at matrixgroup.net. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Associations Thrive. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a 5-star rating, post a comment, and share it with your colleagues and friends.